Hey, so today we are going to talk about the absolute most incredible secret to understanding the Bible. And I'll just tell you a hint, it's not a secret, but it's something that it's so important for us to understand. And I'm excited to talk to you about this today. And as always, I would love to hear from you. If you have questions, if you have a comment, if you'd like to engage with me more, please go over to my website, jennifergrichmond.com, and look for the podcast page and engage with me there. Or if you're listening on a podcast right now on YouTube or Spotify, wherever it is, Apple, leave me a question or comment there. I would love to hear from you, and I want to engage better with you, answer your questions. I'm going to be doing a series later on this summer about that. But right now, I'm super excited to get into the Word with you today. We just finished going through the epistle, First John. And prior to that, we were moving through several different passages. The whole point of this series this summer has been to get us into the idea of how to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, what it looks like, how dwelling in the Word and letting the Bible, let the Word of God dwell in us richly, how it's so different than just reading the Bible or reading a devotional with Bible passages. Those can be beneficial. Obviously, we want to read the Word, obviously helping you understand the Word like maybe a devotional might do. But just reading the Word ends up being like a checklist, a to-do. And just spending your time in devotionals doesn't really train you to actually read and love God's Word on your own, which is the whole reason why God wrote you the Word. And I should clarify that. The Word of God is not written to you. It's not written to me, but it's written for you. It's written for me, and we're benefiting from it. So we want to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. We want to return the favor by dwelling in the Word and not just doing Bible study, not just simply reading it, but moving into the Word with our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength. That's what love looks like, right? And it's about being intentional, making that shift. Don't just like let it happen, but really be intentional. Make a shift from treating God's Word like it was some self-help book to letting it dwell in us like the living Word of God that it actually is. And so that's what we're doing. And today I'm excited because I'm going to talk about what I felt like is, well, the secret, I guess, to understanding the Bible, but it's just right there. It's in God's Word. And so again, we have been moving through a particular book of the Bible. Today, we are going to move through several different passages from the Bible. So get your Bible ready, open it up, and get ready to hop around with me, or just simply listen and apply and engage with me as I talk to you about this. And again, please, 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 I would love to hear from you, hear your questions, ideas, thoughts, and any other comments that you have about this. In particular, questions you have about what makes Bible study, how do you move from making Bible study difficult and when it's a challenge to how do you get over that to making it doable? I want you in the Word. I want to be in the Word. And so I want to hear from you. What's been a challenge for you, and then what has helped, or what remains a challenge for you? And you would love to hear some ideas of how to move forward. Okay, here we go. So the idea today is to really accept the beautiful gift that we have been given in the Holy Spirit. When you said yes to Jesus, when you said, "I do, Lord, I follow you, I acknowledge you as the Lord and Savior of my life, you are the Son of God, I need you, I confess my need for you, I confess my sins to you, and I pray, Lord, that you would be the Lord of my life." Thank you for that. The Bible is very clear that when we declare him as the Lord of our life, when we receive him as our Savior, that he gives us eternal life. And the package deal with that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you go all the way back throughout the Bible, from the beginning, that literally the beginning, we see God the Father and his Spirit hovering. And then throughout the Old Testament, we see his Holy Spirit coming down and indwelling with people for a specific group of people for a specific time. We see this in the Torah, through Moses' writings, how God dwelt in and his Spirit came down upon the people, a select group of people, to help Moses lead and gave them wisdom and understanding, and it overpoured in that time. And then we see the coming and going of the Holy Spirit throughout the Old Testament, in particular, probably a verse you maybe have heard of this. It's in Psalm 51. It's when David is crying out to God and he wants God to be with him. He doesn't want to lose the Holy Spirit. And he says, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. So this is Psalm 51, verse 11. And David had the Holy Spirit, has the Holy Spirit. He sinned a great transgression against God. And he says, God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. He needs that Holy Spirit for wisdom and understanding, which he has been the blessed recipient of as he's moved through his life in spite of his sin, right? Then we move into the New Testament, and Jesus says to his disciples that the Holy Spirit is going to teach you. He's talking to his disciples in the very hour what you ought to say. In other words, don't worry about what you're going to say. You're going to be dealing with some pretty difficult, challenging situations. But in Luke chapter 12, in verse 12, and before that as well, Jesus is talking to his disciples and he's saying, hey, they're going to bring you before the synagogue and the rulers and the authorities. Don't worry. Don't be anxious about how you're going to defend yourself or what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you're going to say. What? That's an incredible gift. What a blessing. And so as you're listening here today, I want you to be reminded of that and say, wow, that's right. I have that Holy Spirit. It's kind of an if-then thing. If this, then that. If you have accepted Christ, if you have acknowledged him as your Lord and Savior, if you have prayed and said, Jesus, you're the Lord of my life. I'm not the Lord of my life. You're my Savior. I can't save myself. You're holy. I'm sinful. I receive you and acknowledge you. If you have prayed and accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord, you have the Holy Spirit. That's the if then. If this, then that. You have the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful gift and blessing that is. And so we can pray with confidence and know that we are understood by God and that we can speak and with confidence in any situation that we have because we have the Holy Spirit. And that means we can also understand the Bible. Right? In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you all things that are to come. This is the promise that God has given us through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit now that dwells within us. We have that wisdom, we have that understanding. As you open up your Bible, if you're reading through the Proverbs, one proverb a day, we talked about that earlier in the summer. Maybe you're reading Psalms and you're going through a chapter a day. We talked about that earlier in the series. Go back to those. Maybe you've selected another book of the Bible to read. You can read with confidence that the Holy Spirit will teach you. So I want to encourage you as you're opening up the Word of God, acknowledge that. Clear away in your mind anything that you say, that you might say or think that would put up a resistance to understanding. For example, you might approach the Bible and say, I just don't know what to read. Instead, you could say, as you open the Bible, thank you, God, for directing me to what I should be reading and understanding in your word. And then, of course, you're not going to be irresponsible in that. You're not just going to randomly open up the Bible and just pick and choose verses out of context. We've already talked about how to read with responsibility, and we'll talk about that later in another podcast, reading with responsibility. But as you go to the Bible, you can say, instead of saying, replace it, I don't know what to read, you know, I'm not sure, replace it with, thank you for guiding me into your word. Just be thankful immediately as you enter the word. Now, as you're reading the word, you might think, I don't know if I'm going to understand this, or what if I get it wrong? Replace that thinking with, thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving me wisdom and understanding. Listen to what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm going to go ahead and back up and give you the context, starting in verse 6 of chapter 2. He says, yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom. Okay, you're mature. I'm going to talk to you like you're a mature person like Paul. Although it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit teaches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual, those who are mature, right? Please go back and highlight that verse in your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 13, and be thankful and say, God, you know what? Thank you that I'm not immature in the worldly ways anymore. Thank you that you've given me your Spirit. Acknowledge with humility, you don't understand everything. You're not going to grasp everything, but that you have at your fingertips, in a sense, the fingertips of your heart, the fingertips of your mind, in a sense, you have available at for you something far greater than Google, far greater than AI. You have got the Holy Spirit. What an incredible truth. What an incredible blessing. And that Holy Spirit is there not only to help you as you read the Word, but to prepare your heart and to prepare your mind even before you get into the Word, right? And when you feel weak, you feel incapable, you're not sure you can understand, you don't even feel worthy of reading the Word or understanding it, like surely someone else out there understands it better and all that stuff. You know, woe is me and the sad thinking we can get. That's the spirit of confusion. You don't have that. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 26, Paul wrote, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, but we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Spirit himself is there. What a beautiful gift. That's the best friend anyone could have. That's the best guide anyone could have, right? And so as you are moving into God's Word, be always mindful of the spiritual warfare going on. Mindful that you have an enemy who's literally hell-bent against keeping you from God's Word. And even as you are in God's Word, has a mission that gives you confusion and makes it so you feel like you can't understand. So Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6, and he begins at the beginning of this, I'm going to pick up in verse 17, but he talks about this spiritual warfare, and he says, so take the helmet of salvation. Why? Because when you receive Christ, when you receive the truth of that salvation, you were given the Holy Spirit, and so now you've got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God also. Praying at all times. Now where? How? In the Spirit, with all prayer, all supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication with the saints. That's you. That's me. We're the saints. We're all together. And also for me, thank you, Paul, for writing that. Thank you for writing that, Holy Spirit, that the words may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Thank you, Paul, for the reminder of how to pray for each other as saints. Pray for me. As a saint, pray for me also that words may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Pray for me as I record this podcast. I want to pray for you as you listen. We can be in partnership and in community together, doing this together through the Holy Spirit. And then I want us to go back to Jude. We read this earlier again also this summer, but I want to take us back to Jude chapter, well, it's chapter 1. There's only one chapter in Jude, but beginning of verse 17. Listen to what Jude warns of. He says, you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. Listen, when you are circled around by divisions and worldliness, that is an evidence of devoid of the Spirit. You walking in the word, dwelling in the word, you are not devoid of the spirit. You, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire to show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Beautiful, beautiful reminder. And I want to take us back to the Old Testament. In one of the Psalms, the Psalm that is the most populated, I think, when it talks about the Spirit inside me, my own personal spirit, my own personal will, and the Holy Spirit. Listen to what the psalmist writes, 143 verse 10, Psalm 143 verse 10 as we close. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. There's no need for confusion. There's no need to fear. Embrace the word of God and please, please invite the Holy Spirit as your friend to lead you and guide you into the word, through the word, and then back out of the word of God. Thank you for being with me here today on this podcast. Know as always that you are loved and prayed for. I always look forward to being back here with you again soon. Go back through, reread those passages, highlight them in your word, and pray as always in the Spirit. Read and embrace God's word in the Spirit. And I look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Bye bye for now.